From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, confirmation hearings for the man President Bush wants to run the CIA. First the lead, Iraq, and more terror violence. With the grace of God, a lion from our martyrdom brigades was successful in striking a center for apostate police volunteers. That's a statement today from a terror group led by Al-Qaeda ally Abu Musab al-Zarqawi after a car bomb near a Baghdad police station killed almost 50 people and wounded many more. There were police volunteers at the site, but news service reports say most victims were simply market shoppers. The al-Zarqawi group also said it had carried out another attack today. Gunmen in the town of Bakuba opened fire on a bus of police officers, killing a dozen of them. With us now from Baghdad is Newsweek magazine's Baghdad bureau chief Rod Nordland. Rod, what more can you tell us about the bombing in Baghdad?
Well, this is just the latest in a series of attacks on Iraqi police of many types, ranging from car bombs to ambushes to attacks, as you mentioned, in Bakuba on a bus taking them to work. And it's become one of the insurgents' prime targets. As we get closer and closer to elections, it's clear that they want to demonstrate that the Iraqi police are not going to be in position to make the polling places safe, for one, or to take control of the streets.
There were these attacks today, several bombings and mortar attacks yesterday. I mean, a real surge in these attacks and this violence over the last 2 days. Those attacks also claimed by al-Zarqawi yesterday. What's going on?
Yeah, Zarqawi's people have been unusually active. I mean, they've been a part of the scene here, and they have claimed attacks in the past, but they've been relatively infrequent. I mean, we haven't seen a cluster of them of this sort where they've claimed, you know, fairly rapidly claimed responsibility for numerous attacks over a space of a few days and centered in mostly in Baghdad and environs. It's certainly, you know, an effort by Zarqawi's people to raise the profile, but it's also just part of the general. I mean, they're not the only ones attacking. There have been other attacks by other insurgent groups, and it's part of an overall effort, I think, to demonstrate that the government does not have control of the streets and that the Americans are not able to support them in that control of the streets. At the same time, the Americans have been very active in counterattacking targets that they believe are linked to Zarqawi, and they've been trying to adopt a much more aggressive stance. And what they say is that this increase in attacks is an indication, you know, of this stepped-up activity and their response to that stepped-up activity.
I heard reporting on NPR earlier today that people in Baghdad are angry. They're demonstrating against the Americans because there's no security there.
That's right. Increasingly with these attacks, we're seeing crowds turn on Americans. And you know, in the attack on Sunday on Haifa Street, insurgents blew up a Bradley armored vehicle, and then a very large crowd turned out to kind of celebrate that and throw firebombs at the vehicle and so on. Then of course, the U.S. rocketed that Bradley, and lots of people in that crowd were killed. But the mood is increasingly at these events, the mood has gotten very ugly and anti-American. People don't seem to turn their anger against the insurgents, but against the Americans and the Iraqi authorities for not providing the security.
Newsweek magazine Baghdad bureau chief Rod Nordland. Rod, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.